I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB news, Atlanta United beat the Columbus Crew last night by a final score of 2-0. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the win topped off a day of exciting news for soccer fans in Atlanta.
After years of speculation, it's finally official. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico will join together to host the World Cup in 2026. Atlanta is one of 23 cities on the short list to host games during the event. Speaking to Fox 5, Atlanta United President Darren Eel says the city would make a perfect host.
We've got a city that's used to putting on big events like the Super Bowl. We've had the Olympics. And now we've got Atlanta United, which is showing that this is, you know, the biggest soccer city in America.
The 23 finalist cities will be whittled down to 16 over the coming years. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
Georgia voters could be using a new system to cast a ballot by the 2020 presidential election. Election officials, political party representatives, and voting experts met yesterday to talk about a new system to replace the state's 16-year-old touchscreen voting machines. There's broad consensus that Georgia should use a system that has a verifiable paper trail to double-check results, conduct recounts, and prevent potential fraud. The Coalition for Good Governance is currently suing the state over its outdated equipment, which the group claims is vulnerable to manipulation. Cobb County residents are upset that pools and libraries could close due to a $30 million budget shortfall. GPB's Aisha Abid spoke with residents who showed up to protest at a recreation board meeting on Tuesday night.
Several parents and their children showed up dressed in bathing suits and their swim team's t-shirts, carrying signs that read, "Don't close our pool." The proposed closures of several Cobb County libraries and recreation centers was on the agenda, but the meeting never happened. An unannounced cancellation upset the residents who showed up to protest. Justin Tomczak was one of them.
We actually just moved across the county to be about 4 minutes from the pool. This is our kids' passion. They plan on going to college. They hope to get a scholarship on it. Our 11-year-old daughter wants to go to the Olympics, and that wouldn't happen if Mountain View were to close.
He and others say they plan on showing up at a June 18th budget town hall. For GPB News, I'm Aisha Abid in Atlanta.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is receiving an endorsement from former Georgia Governor Roy Barnes. Barnes previously threw his support behind Abrams' primary opponent, Stacey Evans. Well, now the former governor says Abrams has the ability to work across the aisle to fight for better access to health care, education, and jobs. Abrams is still waiting to find out who her Republican opponent will be in November. Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle and Secretary of State Brian Kemp will compete in a runoff election that will take place on July 24th. For more Atlanta news, you can go to gpbnews.org.